Good morning, everyone. I was asked to introduce a special segment of our service this morning with Pastor Key giving the message, but I have to admit, every segment of this worship service is significant and important and special. And thank you, Rob and Jennifer, and all of the parts of our worship team that led us this morning. So I have the privilege this morning of really introducing, can you hear me okay? Of introducing Pastor Key to you. Many of you have not. Oh. When I see signals, I'm a little slow, but I'll get there. The children are to be dismissed in the back area where Gretchen and her team are waiting for them. Thank you, everyone. Let me give you a little background about Pastor Key and our Burmese congregation. We are so blessed to have Pastor Key as one of our pastors here at Cross Point. He is an ordained pastor. He is the leader of the one-third of our church that are of Burmese descent. He has been with us for over 10 years. He is a vital shepherd on our shepherding team, and we're so delighted that he is here as part of our team. He'll be giving the message this morning because, as you may know, Pastor Dave and Jim Black are on another missions trip to Liberia, West Africa at this point, to train and teach, I don't remember how many pastors in that area, so continue to pray for them. They'll be gone for, I think, about 10 days or so. And so Pastor Key was very gracious to lead this morning. I will say that Kim, one of the young ladies in the Burmese congregation, will be helping him with the translation. If you don't understand every word, even with Kim's translation, that's okay. You will understand his heart, and the Spirit of the Lord will speak to you. I know he will this morning. A little background about our Burmese congregation. One-third of this church are from families that came to Rockford as refugees from the country that's now called Myanmar. Many of us older folks know it as Burma. But they have been here for a number of years, most of them. And the background to that is, I guess I have to start by saying, God brought them here about 11 years ago altogether. And as you know, Cross Point Church is only 2 years old in about a month or so. We went through a merger of three distinct, entirely separate churches. And, you know, at this site, there was Temple Baptist Church. It was a 140-year-old church that was originated by Swedish immigrants 140 years ago. And then a 13-year-old, I would say Gen X church, Mosaic, also was part of that merger that took place. And the third group was the Burmese group that called themselves the Myanmar Christian Fellowship, that again were resettled refugees here in Rockford. And when we were, and I say by God's providence, he brought us together. It was not by our cleverness, it was not by circumstances or any other factor other than ultimately God's providence. And I want to just give you an example of that. When a few years ago, we were looking at the background to the old way upstream in our lives as individuals and also the corporate life of Cross Point Church here. In 1880, when this church, Temple Baptist Church, was founded, one of the first things they did in the archives is they were involved in supporting the first missionary of the Swedish Baptist Conference to go overseas. That missionary was a woman in 1880. She went to the British colony of Burma, to the province of Chin. jungle area, very undeveloped, had not heard the gospel. This woman was sent in 1880. This church was involved in that. 8 years later in the archives, the second missionary was sent to the Karen province of the British colony of Burma, 1888. 135 years later, as these missionaries and many others presented the gospel, the people of that area responded to it. 135 years later, refugees from the country of Burma, Myanmar, who were products of the gospel being presented to them so many years ago, showed up one day at this church. They were in about the fifth row, and they sent their leadership just to basically check out this group of Christians that were here. And they found out that we were not only friendly and would invite them as guests, that we would partner with them in the gospel, in spreading the gospel and giving glory to God. And the rest is history. The reason I want to mention that is by God's providence, He has brought this group here. And we have been blessed to have them part of us for the last 11 years. They have told their stories. They have shared life with us. We have cried. We have laughed together. And it's been an amazing experience. They were absolutely significant in the merger that became Cross Point Church. I was present in their service when Pastor Key said, "How many would like Cross Point Church to happen?" Every individual in this room stood up, shook their hands. It was a unanimous vote. They wanted to be part of us. Now, you may not see them very much. We all know Stephen, who's playing the bass here every Sunday morning. And every now and then, you'll see somebody in the hallway. But a third of this church are people of the Burmese ministry of Cross Point. The best way that you could interact with them is if you will go walk across the room and introduce yourself and sit down with them and speak with them, and you'll find out you have a new instant friend. Another excellent way is simply to attend the first part of their 1 o'clock service. After we're done here, go grab a quick lunch or stick around, and at 1 o'clock they start their service. And the music is wonderful. The worship is amazing. You may not understand all their words. A lot of it is still in Burmese, but you'll see the Spirit, and you will immediately be drawn in to a worship experience maybe you've never had before. So I encourage you to do that. It's been a wonderful experience for us to have them part of us. It's humbling. It's inspiring. It's instructive. They have come 8,000 miles with really nothing but a suitcase and all their documents in a little white bag, have settled in Rockford, and they're finding their way, and they are partnering with us in the gospel. So again, thank you for coming. I'm going to just ask Zaza if you'd come up. One of the ladies who's a leader in the Burmese ministry, she and her husband Simon have 3 children, and she has a wonderful story to give testimony. And then right after Zaza's done, Pastor Key and Kim, if you would come up and share with us what's on your heart. So thanks so much. Here's Zaza.
Hello, everyone. Yes, my name is Zaza, and today I'm going to talk about how I left my country and how I become a follower of Jesus Christ. I have 3 sisters and 1 brother. My dad was passed when I was 9 years old, and my youngest sister is 3 years old. So my mom had to take care of 5 children by herself. So I know that when I'm young, I have a lot of trouble, sad, worry. So I want to help my mom. In Burma, there is no any other help from the government. We have to survive by ourselves. So as I grow up, I want to help my mom, and when I turn 15 years old, I start to walk outside and help her. But after I walk a few places, I noticed that it's not enough for me to help her. So I decided to go other country and walk there. So I went to India, and I lived in there for 5 years, and I become a refugee. So when I at India, I have to start learning the English and the Hindi language. So after I know a little bit Hindi, I have chance to come United States. So I left India and came to United States 2009. So I arrived at Columbia, Missouri. I lived for there 2 years, and I met my husband there. He came from Malaysia. We are at the same country, but we never met there. So we met in here in United States, and we got married in 2010. So after I got married, my husband, he's a believer, but for me, after my father was passed, I never go to church anymore. So I don't know about Jesus. I don't know anything. So after I got married, my husband asked me to come to church and join him. So I go with him because I love him. I want to listen to him. That's why I go to church. When I attend the church, I'm happy because I like music and then I like talking with other people. So I think that this is a good place for me to have people. So after 2012, I have my first son. His name is Chris. And then he was born in August. When he was born, I have a very long labor. I waited for 3 days to deliver him. So I have a lot of problem, and he got a problem too. So I waited 3 days, and then the doctor said, you have to make an emergency C-section because the baby is not coming out. So after he was delivered, my son has a breathing problem too. So the doctor said he might not live. So in that time, I started to ask God. Before that, I don't know how to pray God. So when I faced that problem, I started to ask God, what is your will in my life? Why I'm facing this situation? How he gonna live like this? He's only one day old child. If I make a lot of mistake in my life, God, please take me instead of him. I can die for him and you just let him live. I pray God like that. So after a few weeks, they sent him to Chicago Hospital because they cannot treat him in here. So I cannot follow him. I have to live with my husband, and my husband have to go work. So I'm by myself at home and worry and cry every day. And I wait for the hospital to call me. Sometimes I think that when they call me, there's going to be bad news. So I don't want to wait for the phone. I just put away the phone. So I start reading the Bible, and then my husband said, you have to pray God. This is the time that God gonna answer our prayer. So I start reading Bible and pray God. I open the worship song and asking God, what is your will in my life? What you want me to do? So when I read Isaiah 53, verse 5 to 6, I understand that God loved me so much. He died for me in the cross. So in that time, I know God with not my mind, with my heart. I have a really touching time, and I cry hours and hours. I have a time with God, and I know about Jesus loved me so much, and I'm so happy, even though my son is in hospital, and I don't know what's going to happen. But I know that God loved me, and even though he take him, I'm okay. I'm going to be walk with Jesus Christ. I have an assurance in my heart. So after a few weeks pass, and my son is getting better and better, but the doctor said, he used a lot of medicine while he was born, so he might not be a normal child. So when he grow up, he might not be going the regular school. So I pray God, it's not going to happen. He's gonna be a regular kid, and he's gonna be happy. And I know that, even though the doctor said, I don't listen to the doctor. I know that in my heart. Now he's attending fifth grade, and he's very handsome, and he's very healthy boy. I have another son and one daughter. So now we have two sons and one daughter. The best thing in my life is like arriving in United States. I really thank you to God. And I have my lovely son. I'm really thankful to God. The biggest thing that thankful is God loved me. God loved me and died for me in the cross. This is the biggest thankful to God. Thank you so much. God bless you all.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. I would like to say shalom, 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 God be with us, peace with you. So this morning, Kim gonna translate for us. So I'm so excited about this morning. So before the sermon, I want to pray. I lead us in prayer. So let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we are grateful to be gathered together today. Here we worship your holy name. Lord, we offer our worship and adoration to you, for you are worthy to praise. Lord, thank you for your bringing us together today to worship this place. Thank you for your being with us. Father, please help us by your Holy Spirit. Give us wisdom and understand the word of God. Lead us, guide us, protect us from the evil. We commit our time and activities into your hand. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
So this morning we will be reading 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 4. I would like we all read that Bible together.
One, two, go.
Who wants all people to be safe and to come to a knowledge of the truth. God wants us to accept Jesus as our Savior. Secondly, He wants us to know the truth. To believe in the truth, we need to accept Jesus as our Savior.
Because
God God is a beautiful God. His name is beautiful, and He also wants us to be a beautiful son and daughter of God.
And
God wants us to know His will, and He wants us to live in the will of
His. It
is very great. It is good to live the will of God in this in our
life.
I would like to encourage you all with three facts. The first one is our human being life. Secondly is the chosen. God is chosen us.
The third one
is we need to realize the love of God and we need to follow Him.
So number two, ni ne ludamya ajang gule jenaru alilaya ang piyadikinga pansindare ludari hale imatama siwanza sa kaumare.
Let's talk about our human life. So our human life, God created us very beautifully and it is very interesting. First Chronicles chapter 29 verse 15 said, we are all strangers, we are travelers in this world. The Bible said we are living in the shadow in this earth. But our soul will live forever. But our body, our physical body, is just a traveler, just a guest in this world. Everyone in this world, we are just a traveler, a guest. This is just temporary. What does that mean is this world is just temporary for us. We might not know when we go home, but everyone will go home one day. That's why the scientists also confirm that we are just, our life is short. During this short life, we all have facing a lot of problems and hardships. Some people have a good life, but some people have struggled a lot in their life. Some people are sad, but some people are happy. Some people are succeed, but some people are failing in their life. Some people are rich and they are prosper, but some people are very poor and they're very struggling in this world. Some people have food on their table, but some people are very starving. This is a human being life. This physical life is very important, but more important is our soul. God is interested in us if we are alive or if we are deaf spiritually. God is interested about what is happening in our life. We need to feed our body and we need to take care of it, but we also need to concern about, we also need to take care of our soul too. I realize that we need to prioritize our soul. In Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27 said, we will see the Lord once we die and our soul leaves our body. When our soul leaves our body, we only have two paths. If we believe Jesus Christ, we go to heaven. But if we don't believe Jesus Christ, we go to hell. So verse 10 said, you then, why do you judge your brother or sister, or why do you treat them with contempt? For we will all stand before God's judgment seat. Greatly, and also he craved, but once we get to heaven, we will get to see
God.
Jesus will welcome us in the gate of the heaven. The Bible said we will enter the gate of the heaven with the glory. But what if we don't follow Jesus in this world? How are we going to face Jesus on that day? So 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 13 to 15 said, it will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each person's work. We cannot avoid the judgment. So after the rapture, after second coming, we will all have to face the judgment. The Bible said after the rapture, the judgment will come. So he will reveal everything since we born from the day and the day we die. Everything, he will reveal everything on that day. He will test us if we are faithful to God during our lifetime. The Bible also tells us the benefit, the blessing for people who believe Jesus, who follow him, who live the will of God. The first one is God will give us the authority. God will give us the full power.
The လောက်ရမဲ့အငန်းတာတွေကတယောက်နဲ့တယောက်တူချင်မှတူမှာဖြစ်တယ
် So the Bible didn't explain it very clearly not going to be the same everyone will not going to be the same
မာသဲ59ကိုကြည့်တဲ့အခါမှာအငယ်ဆုံးသောသူအကြီးဆုံးသောသူဆိုမှကျမ်းစာကကျွန်တော်တို့ကိုဖွင့်ပြထားတာကိုတွေ့ရတယ
် In Matthew it said the higher level it talk about the higher level and the lower level
အဲ့တော့ကျွန်တော်တို့အစ်စ်အတန်းလဲကောင်းကင်နိုင်ငံမှာကျွန်တော်တို့နေထိုင်မဲ့အစ်စ်အတန်းကလည်းတူမှာမဟုတ်ဘူ
း Our level is not going to be the same in even in the heaven
နံပါတ်3မှာတော့ကျွန်တော်တို့စုများရရှိဖို့ရန်ဖြစ်ပါတယ
် The third benefit is we will receive prize
အဲ့တော့ Philippians 3:14မှာ
Okay. So in Philippines, the Bible in, says that we have to go through our goal. We have to reach our goal to receive the prize.
So neti leshi male tama tarafu ko nga pho to tha le shi de lo pyo. The crown. Tama
So I'm sorry about that. So in 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 8 also said that we will be receiving a word.
So တော့အဲ့ဒီမှာတရဖူဒီကိုကျွန်တော်ဆောင်ရမှာဖြစ်တယ
်. We will receive each crowns.
So ဒီကျွန်တော်လောကမှာအမောင်မြင်ကျွန်တော်လုံးဝဘုရားသခင
် worldly things but we follow Jesus faithfully we will receive crowns in heaven.
ဒါကြောင့်ကျွန်တော်တို့နံပါတ်၄မှာတော့အချီးမြောက်ကုန်ပြုခြင်းအတွက်ဘုရားသခင်ကနေတရားစီရင်နဲ့အချိုးကျစုကိုပေးမှာဖြစ်တယ်
။ God will honor us in heaven for whoever follow Jesus.
ယောမနှစ်30ထဲမှာကြည့်တဲ့အခါမှာပုံအတေချမ်းသာခြင်းရမယ်လို့ပြောတယ
်။ Rome chapter 2 verse 10 also said that we will get he will praise us he will get give us honorable prizes.
တနည်းအားဖြင့်ဘုရားသခင်ကဘုရားသခင်ရဲ့အချီးမွမ်းကိုခံရမယ်လို့ပြောတယ်။
Also 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 7 said that he himself will honor us that day.
တနည်းအားဖြင့်အလုတ်ကောင်းလုပ်တဲ့လူတွေကိုပဲကျွန်တော်လိုက်တယ်ဆိုတော့ကောင်းကင်ရောက်တဲ့တနေ့မှာဘုရားသခင်ရဲ့ကုန်ပြုခြင်းကိုငါတို့ခံရမှာဖြစ်တယ
်။ The same thing in here is in this world if we follow Jesus, we listen to him, we follow him faithfully, one day we will receive our reward.
တချို့ကျွန်တော်လောကအသက်ရှင်တဲ့အခါမှာကဲတင်ချင်းစိတ်ချမှုလို့ရရှိဖို့လိုတယ
် So what main thing I want to say is in this world first thing we accept Jesus as our savior
ကောင်းကင်နိုင်ငံသွားဖို့ကမသွားခင်ကတည်းကနေကျွန်တော်ကတေချာတည်ဖို့လိုအပ်ပါတယ
် We need to make sure if we are accepting Jesus as our savior we have to make sure that we go to heaven one day
အစဖန်ဆင်းစဉ်ဖန်ဆင်းဒီအစဖန်ဆင်းတဲ့အချိန်မှာတော့လူသားတွေဟာဘုရားသခင်ကသူ့ရဲ့ဘုန်းတော်နဲ့လိုလေသေးမရှိအောင်ပြည့်စုံခြင်းသူ့ရဲ့တရားတော်နဲ့အညီအခွင့်အာဏာတကိုးနဲ့ပုန်းရှိတဲ့အသက်တာနဲ့အပြည့်ကင်းစင်တဲ့အသက်တာနဲ့ကျွန်တော်တို့ကိုဖန်ဆင်းတာဖြစ်တယ
်။ When God first created us, he created us perfectly. There is no sin, nothing we were perfect.
ဒါပေမဲ့ကျွန်တော်တို့ရဲ့မိဘအာဒံနဲ့အေဝါရဲ့စကားနာမထောင်တဲ့အချိန်မှာဒီကျမ်းစာပြောတယ်အဖြစ်တရားကသူတို့ရဲ့နှစ်ယောက်အထဲမှာဝင်လာတယ်လို့ပြောတယ
်။ But since Adam and Eve did not follow Jesus or did not listen to God, the sin entered in their life.
ဒါကြောင့်ယောမ52မှာအဖြစ်တရားဟာတယောက်သောသူအဖြစ်ဤလောကသို့ဝင်၍အဖြစ်တရားဝင်တည်နေအညီတည်ခြင်းတရားလူအပေါင်းအလုံးတို့ဟာတည်ခြင်းတို့ရောက်ရတယ်လို့ပြောတယ်
။ So Rome chapter 5 verse 12 said therefore just as sin came into the world through one man
ဒါကြောင့်အာဒံရဲ့ကြာဆင်းခြင်းဟာအဖြစ်တရား Since
Adam did not follow God's rule, there was sins start from there until today. The sins was too really getting worse and worse, and there is two sins we see from Adam's life. So sins came into human life in two ways.
So number one, ka ro apit ne phaw pyan chin ga Adam ye sait nhalon da the ma tu ye atatta ko auk so da phit
da. So the first sins Adam committed was unfaithfulness to God.
So ro dutiya ka ro Adam a phit lu da ri a long a paw ma phaw pyan chin ne apit pyet si chin yauk la da phit da.
Through Adam, all human being will unfaithful.
So ro ara chao yoma 6:23 ma apit taya ye akha ga te chin lu tu pyo da.
That's why Romans chapter 6 verse 23 said the wages of sin is death.
Every day chin daya ga phaya thakin ne khwe kwa chin phit de.
That death separate us from God's love.
Takai lo phaya thakin ye phet ma chanarou ma nei bu so no chanarou apit ga ne apit shi de lu da ri apit nwan ga ne thuru ti pe sat ya me ajwe sat ya me aya ga ro kat ne lon ne mi ngaye ai ma cha sin chin phit de.
If we don't follow Jesus, if we don't believe him, what the consequences is, we will be thrown in the lake of fire.
Chanaru no song phaya thakin ga chanaru ti palem phyu taya siyin chin ma kapa u ka ni sa ma ti kapa loka chi ma shi de lu ta a long tu thauk pwe ma palem phyu taya siyin chin ma lu ta a long go taya si ma phit de.
So one day he will judge every one of us in the white throne judgment.
ဒါကြောင့်ကျွန်တော်တို့လောကမှာရှိတဲ့အခါမှာခရစ်တော်ကိုမိမိကယ်တင်ပိုင်ရှင်အသက်တခင်အဖြစ်ယုံကြည်လက်ခံဖို့လိုအပ်ပါတယ
် So we need to accept Jesus as our savior at the first place.
ဒါပေမဲ့အာတန်ရဲ့အပြစ်လုပ်ခြင်းအဖြစ်လူသားတိုင်းလူသားတိုင်းကကျွန်တော်တို့ကောင်းကင်နိုင်ငံဘုရားသခင်နဲ့အတူနေဖို့ကမဖြစ်နိုင်တော့တာဖြစ်တယ်
It's not possible to live with Jesus if we don't accept Jesus as our savior or if we are not living with Jesus.
အဲ့ကြောင့်ကျွန်တော်တို့မှာရွေးနှုတ်ခြင်းဒီအဖြစ်ထဲကနေဒီငရဲထဲကနေရွေးနှုတ်ဖို့ရန်လူတယောက်လိုအပ်တာဖြစ်တယ
်။ So to get rid of lack of fire for people who are about to go to lack of fire, there is one God who have to save us from there.
ကလေးတီလေးတက်မှာထိုးသခင်ဒီငါတို့အပတိဟူသောဘုရားသခင်၏အလိုတော်နှင့်အညီဆိုးညစ်သောဤပြစ်ဆုံးပံဘဝမှငါတို့ကိုကယ်နှုတ်၍ငါတို့အပြစ်ကြောင့်ကိုယ့်ကိုယ်ကိုအပေးတော်မူ၏လို့ပြောထားတာဖြစ်တယ
် The Bible Galatians chapter 1 verse 4 said who gave himself for our sin to rescue us from the present evil age according to the will of our God and Father
ဒီနေရာမှာကြည့်တဲ့အခါမှာဘုရားသခင်မှာသူ့မှာတပါးတည်သောသားတော်ယေရှုခရစ်တော်ကိုအပြစ်ရှိတဲ့လူသားတွေကိုရွေးနှုတ်ဖို့ရန်သူအစီအစဉ်ပေးတယ်ဆိုတာကိုကျွန်တော်တို့တွေ့ရတယ်
။ This Bible indicates that God gave us his only one son to rescue us from the sin.
သူချမ်းသာပြောတယ်ဤဆိုးညစ်သောဤပြစ်ဆုံးပံဘဝမှာငါတို့ကိုကယ်နှုတ်တယ်လို့သူပြောတယ
်။ The Bible specify thatthe bad sin to rescue us from the present evil age
the mahong kala chi de akha ma mo she a phi ti na taw maw ka ni pe nyat taw ko phaya thakin ga pe khe de
in the old testament, Moses time God gave them 10 commandments
ti na taw maw ka ni pe de
God gave those 10 commandments on the mountain theSinus Mountain.
So, every pinyat to ha to Luria light shop pima, Payatikine, a dupian nepo yan, a jump chit.
Those commandments, God made them so that the people will follow God.
Every pinyat doga, lutine, lutine, malign nimbu.
That commandment, that ten commandment, everyone, we can't follow them all.
Loka ma shi de lu ta tai lu ta tai ai pinyat do ko lai shao nai chin ma shi bu.
No human can follow all of those ten commandments.
Ai pinyat do ka tat man ne tu de. Jono atema pa yoga shidele sora tamangani chide kama tamangani tidab shite.
Those Ten Commandments are like mirror that we see what's wrong. When we use the mirror, we can see what's wrong with our face, our body. The same thing in that Ten Commandments is like mirror. It flashes
us.
God's people were very trying very hard to follow all those Ten Commandments with their own strength.
So
in New Testament, there is a good news that it talks about faith. If we have faith, if we believe Jesus, we will receive. We will be, God will still accept us if we have faith. By Jesus, he died for us. So Jesus, God forgive our sins.
In
Galatians 1:4, it specified that he rescues us from the present evil age. God wants to rescue us from the evil things. Also in Acts chapter 2 verse 40, it said the first sermon after the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost is to be saved from this foolish generation. The Bible said that everyone who accepts Jesus as their Savior need to live in the will of God. We need to deny the worldly things. We also need to deny our desire, worldly desire things. We also need to deny our selfish self, and we need to turn to God and live according to God's will. In Galatians 2:20, it's also said that we die together with Christ on the cross. We need to have fellowship with Jesus as he died for us and he rise up again from the grave. We also need to join him, and we need to live together with Jesus in our daily
life.
Secondly, we die on the cross with Jesus, and secondly, we need to die our sins. We need to let it death on the sin with Jesus Christ. We are die, our sins are die spiritually, and but we need to live with Jesus also.
So Christone to Levaga Daima Ate Kamima, Christone to Ate Kamada, Christone to Mimi Ate Taha, Ate Shinlo Yarabshite.
So that we live in the will of Jesus.
Dajo, Taki Yeshu at the Go, Kwan Ane, Geno Ate Tema, Loka, no, Ate Shine Kama, Geno.
We need the help from Holy Spirit so that we get through all of
these.
Whoever believed Jesus as their Savior, they will receive the Holy Spirit.
Number three,
Believe in Christ 16. And we need to live according to God's will.
Number three,
The last one I want to say is, the last thing is, we need to realize that God loves us so much, so we need to live with Jesus, we need to follow Jesus. I would like to encourage everyone to faithfully continue walk with Jesus as we receive Jesus as our Savior.
Johan Salin Tema Nga Pa Inona Nisia Kamyaswa Shi Tino Nisia Yaku Pin Sin Chingha Nga Toya Me Lu Kritoga Tanaruku Kati Petare.
In John chapter 14, verse 2 said, My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? Jesus talking about the heavenly kingdom where we will live. At the end of this time in this world, we will enter eternity. God assured that we will live eternal, we will live forever with Him. In heaven, there is no aging. It's filled with the God, the glory of the Lord. There is no sadness, failure, every evil thing, there is no evil in heaven. So everything is great, beautifully made by God, and there is only happiness and also praising God in heaven.
So
this Bible verse is very encourage us in this while we are living in this world, that knowing that one day we will get to heaven and live forever with Jesus. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 14 said, For here we do not have an enduring city, but we are looking for the city that is to
come.
So in this world, we are building good houses for ourselves. But the Bible indicates that it is not for permanent. So the Bible, John 14:3 said, And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will Thought come into my mind that we are gathered together in this world, in this church, in this moment, but of the world.
But
one day Jesus will call us, Jesus will waft. We can see that in Matthew 24:20. Than this world.
Also
Matthew 24:44, but surely is he will come here for sure. Prepare our life. All these Bible verse and encouragement.
Together with you in heaven. Should we over here on the right-hand side of the platform? That is the truth that comes from the Word. That is the truth that comes in every to save. We lift this prayer and this week